impulses and perspectives. The DIKT Expert Talk, hosted by Nikolai Baer.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of Impulses and Perspectives. Today we're talking with William Shen, who is Mergers and Acquisition Director at Core Industries in Munich. He's a native Chinese and he has a long experience as a purchasing manager for the automotive industries. Hello, William.
Hello, Nikolai.
William, you're doing a lot in the German-Chinese merger scene. Now with Corona, everything changed. How is the situation right now?
Well, in our business in M&A, suddenly everything is really slowed down. You know, in M&A business, you have to find proper target, introduce your target to investors, and then you need to bring them together. You have to do due diligence. The managers need to meet face-to-face. And all this are not possible at the time being because simply traveling is not possible. So it's totally, let's say, stopped.
Apart from the traveling restrictions, there's also a lot of slowdown in the economic. So China is a couple of weeks ahead of us. How is the situation right now in China? Is economy almost back to normal?
Well, the production is back to normal. I would say most of the productions. The Chinese government was reporting from time to time, every monthly, they're reporting how the major industries are resuming to normal, right? You are having an index saying, okay, now the major or big or medium-sized companies, they are 100% or 99% resume normal production. But that's only one part of the story, because even you have your workforce now working in the factory, and you have to produce anything, and you have to sell your products. And that's the tricky part, because when China has somehow the virus situation under control, which is, let's say, mid of March or late March, and then the outbreak starts in Europe, it starts in US, which is most important consumer markets for Chinese products. China has roughly 20 to 30% or even more business relating in exports, which is mostly exporting to Europe and US. And due to the pandemic and due to the shutdown of business on the other countries and other part of the world, the most business, even they resume in production, they are not receiving orders or they're seeing orders being canceled. So on that perspective, the capacity in normal production is full, but there is nothing can be produced or nothing is produced. Most,
except from health product, maybe like masks or something like that.
Oh, mask. Yeah, mask is completely interesting and totally different topic. We can talk about separately about the mask. It's the only business which is running. But if you look at anything else, we're hearing that most of exporters, big companies in, let's say, in different industries, in daily retailing business, in consumables, in plastic, houseware, especially automotive, all this business, they are reporting less sales or customer canceling of their orders. So there was a saying said, in February, all these companies in China, they have problem because they have orders, they cannot produce because it's not allowed, they're shut down. And then in March, they are all able to produce, but the customers are shut down. So basically, for them, February and March make no big difference.
The way products are made, is there any difference to before the Corona crisis when factories reopen now?
Yes, there are tremendous regulations. There has regulations saying that you don't put too many people in one certain closed space, right? And their regulations ask you to wear a mask, for example, in production. people have to do temperature check, and they have to have show their digital codes on their cell phone to show what's their personal risk level here and there. And all this make the whole process much more complicated. So basically, you are not having as many as workforce as you can have in the past. A lot of companies, they now saying, okay, I'm only having 50% or 75% of my workforce, and they are using more different shifts. For example, all office labors. I learned from, for example, my friends in BMW, at least 2 weeks ago in their office in Beijing, they are running two shifts. So everybody works 3 days a week, and the rest of the time they have to stay at home. So nobody is, it's just, for example, in one office you have 50 employees, and there's only allowed 25 can go to the office. The rest has to stay at home. So half of them come on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the other half on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
So therefore, a lot of people have to work in the home office. So in Germany, I think the coronavirus had brought a big shift in digitalization also for the students who have to do homeschooling. So China is already very much ahead of Europe in digitalization. Is the workforce also shifting more towards digitalization through this crisis?
It depends. For some industries, especially in the service sector and white-collar work jobs in office, they are more and more shifting into digitalization. You can do telephone conference from home. You can do everything on your laptop, so certainly you can do. But most of the business in China, you know, is medium or low-level manufacturing, and 90% of the workforce, they work in factories. They work in production lines. So certainly you cannot do this, right, from home. You have to go to production plant. But the good news is, or bad news is, one side you are receiving less order, so you don't have to produce that many. So basically you can lay off some of your workforce or give them only half-time job. So at the end, you can still maintain the proper operation with only 50% people sitting in one production plant.
So in general, how do you see the German-Chinese business relations? And is there a change due to the corona crisis?
I think the world is totally different compared to 3 months ago. Or 4, 5, 6 months ago, is certainly we're not going back. The business model we have now with the trading, with the people, how people see the supply chain was arranged in the past, especially a lot of German company produce in Far East, in China, in Southeast Asia, and other countries, and then export to US or export back to Europe. This business model, I think people will have to rethink. Now they have suppliers far away, components out of reach, because of one or two major components that you cannot get, maybe from this and that country, then your entire supply chain will shut down and you don't produce anything. I think this people would certainly rethink about how this will happen, how this will go. If you look especially into PPE products, private personal protective equipment, the governments even in US and in European Union, they realize that put all this low-cost labor work into Far East, maybe it's not a good idea. Now, in urgent needs, what can you do, right? You have to buy from Far East. You have to compromise about quality, about price, logistics, everything. So I think maybe we have went too far on globalization, and there is something have to be reconsidered. In that sense, I think after the crisis, if there will be an end in the next 6 months, then a lot of company might have to rethink how they are organizing their traditional supply chain. And also, they probably want to produce more close to their customers instead of, you know, producing somewhere else and shipping. And this will be also, I think, regulators to put in more regulations, more rules to help them, or more incentives to help manufacturers move back to Europe or to US.
So, but if you have a closer look on how Chinese business people see Germans and German work together with China, do you agree that this relation are much better than the relation, for example, with the US or UK?
I have to say, China and US is, if it's not a nightmare, it's also slightly better than a nightmare. It's really a disaster. I think it's partially due to the US presidential election situation there. And, you know, now the economy is so bad, people are dying, pandemics everywhere. This is really bad for the presidential elections for Mr. Trump. And people believe, or most people believe, even recently in the news, you can find out that the current presidency, they need to find somebody, you know, to shift their focus from the bad economy domestic, from the pandemic issue domestic, and shift the focus to somewhere else. And this is creating tension. This is also the view that Chinese people read from social media. They read very negative opinions, especially from US news and US social media, and the speech from some prominent US leadership. And they feel that they are not considered fairly by the US, or sometimes even feel by the West world. And this creating a lot of tension also in China, giving a lot of pressure, right, to the top leadership in China. They have to respond. If they are responding in a more soft tone, in a more, let's say, medium way, and they would have a lot of issue at home. People would claim you are too soft, you have to be more nationalized, more aggressive. Yeah, in the end, it become really look bad. But I think if you take Germany particularly out, I think, at least in China, the contact I have, and especially business people, they still consider China-German relationship is one of the best compared to all the other European or Western nations. But I think US is really bad. No.
Now into the next upcoming month, which field of business you think will recover first?
I think suddenly the component business, there is a supply chain, right? There's an international supply chain on some complicated machinery and components. And so China or Germany are just, especially China, they are delivering only part of the whole assembly of a product. And when this will come back and the customers or manufacturers in Germany and Europe, they have their backlog orders they have to fulfill for global customers, and they will urgently need shipment of their subcomponents. I believe this business should resume very fast, because I think they already urge for parts. And also, there are a lot of parts produced, supposed to be produced in Germany and shipped to China. And these parts are now due to the shutdown in Germany. There is also a great need. For example, automotive manufacturer Mercedes. I have a friend working for Mercedes in China in purchasing department. At least by early April, when I was talking to them, they told me they have a lot of suppliers produced in Germany. I think Mercedes produced in China, there is more than 50% components still sourced from Europe. And they said for with the components they source from Europe, they have a stock that can keep them producing until end of May. So by end of this month, they have to stop production if there's no more parts coming. Yep. So I think if business is starting here, the supply has to fly past.
So that would be good news for the German and the Chinese companies if the car manufacturers and the car production will start very early. and also the sales. Having a look to the people, I have the impression that the Chinese people are very disciplined. So if they got orders from the state to stay home, they stay home. They did so in Germany as well. But now you've seen the last weeks or last days that they are starting to demonstrate for more freedom and for open up faster. What do Chinese people think about these movements in the West to stop this corona measurements?
That's something we didn't really understand, especially in late March and April, was most of the scientists and politicians in the West were always telling people, you don't need to wear a mask. Right? If you recall back to March and April, everybody was saying, yeah, mask is only for patients. You don't wear a mask. This will not protect you and would not protect anybody else. This, in the sense of a lot of Chinese people, they think, come on, this is unbelievable. We are having a respiratory disease. Everything comes through your mouth and nose or coming out of your mouth and nose. And simply you have to cover your mouth and nose, trying not to get infected or not to infect anybody else. Why would anybody telling the population here that this is not necessary, it would not be helpful? This is, they feel very, very strange. But you see now the politicians or policies are implemented, everybody has to wear a mask, which now makes sense. I think this is the only thing they don't really understand. But the rest, I think they understand. They think also people in Europe are very disciplined, especially in Germany. I think especially Germany, with our performance here in this pandemic, is one of the best in the world. It was praised by every social or public media in China as a good example. People believe that Germany really doing great, doing the best job, probably even better than us, because there are still a lot of freedom, less limits, but still we successfully come to this far.
If German business people want to establish contacts to China, what is the best way you would recommend?
Well, I think there is not a lesson that I can make to any German businessman, because I think most of the German companies, even small companies, they already have their footprint in China. I seldom meet, I have rarely meet anybody who has no experience in China at all. So I rather say most German companies are quite international, especially they have special knowledge and experience in China. There are a lot of German associations, business associations in China supporting any German business who want to step into Chinese market. And if you look into service industry in Germany, for example, law firms, accounting firms, consultancies, they basically spread out in all around China with their employees and their even experts to support any German business. Oh, I don't think anybody would need a new advice from me how to do business there. They certainly can have directly their normal contact to establish a good business in China. But only thing I could imagine that somebody should think of, especially if you want, you're aiming at sales in China, then probably you need to more work together with local sales professionals. Maybe you want to incorporate more local management and employees, more in the sales side. So then, because I mean, business relationship is a bit different in China than in Germany. If you want to deal with state-owned Chinese company, which are one of the biggest customer in the world, if you want to do their business, I think if you want to only use a German face and a German approach, this may not work. this may not work. But the rest, I think, are all fine, especially if you want to deal with state-owned Chinese government. This, I think, you have to hire more local people.
Okay. So, last question, William. How long you think will this status quo we have right now with Corona going down, but the economy is still slow, go on? So when will we be back to normal, hopefully?
Oh, this is a question for any scientist. So I really cannot tell. Even I'm reading and following all the news and reports from everywhere. I mean, everybody is telling you something different. But I can tell you what the scientists and experts in China, how they see this. They believe this is another 12 months to go at least. We cannot release until we have a vaccination. And you don't see any vaccination coming out in the next 6 to 8 months in any country. So we would say we have to live a bit different life for at least another 6 to 12 months. That's how I feel. But at the end, the scientists have to tell you.
Okay. Thank you very much, William. Stay safe. And we hope all the best for the German-Chinese business relations. And thanks a lot for your insights.
Thank you, Nikolai.
The DIKT Expert Talk is produced by the German Institute for Communication and Media Training. You can find the DIKT's advanced training offerings at www.medientraining-institute.de.